how be we speak among them that are mature. The reason for failure is the lack of wisdom. For favor to be sustained, wisdom is required. I walk by divine wisdom, and I'm ahead of this world. No man can operate by the wisdom of God and His words. It's not possible.
You are welcome to Wisdom Series with Dr. Carrie Amelwell.
All right, Mark the 6th chapter, the 2nd verse. And when the Sabbath day was come, he, talking about Jesus, began to teach in the synagogue. Let me digress a little. You know, we went out on evangelism yesterday, and I one of the persons I preached to was a Muslim. And then he said, he was giving me his version of the birth of Jesus. We really got into a talk because I really wanted him to understand something. Hallelujah. I was supposed to be here this morning, maybe second service. He said that, wow. He said that Zachariah, you know, Zachariah, the son, that means the father of John the Baptist. Okay. The father of Yahaya. All right. Was praying in the mosque. Okay. I had to pause him there. Okay. And all of us had to understand that there was nothing like a mosque there. Amen. And finally he agreed that actually it was a prayer place. And I said it's called a synagogue. Because they are Jewish people. Even your book accrued to the fact that they are Jewish people. Glory to God. And they do no mosque. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say that to say this. I want you to have burdens for the unsaved. And pray for them. Put it as part of your... Once in a while, let your heart be hooked with that burden. Where you spend time, 30 minutes, 1 hour, just praying for them. Especially the ones in our city. The ones around us. Is that okay? It's very important. I'm not saying you start praying for all the... Those are not born again around the world. I pray for them. That's foolish prayer. It has no magnitude and direction. But you see, let it be specific. Pray for those in the city. Hallelujah. No, every time I go and I talk to people, I see the level of ignorance and deception around the environment. So much light, but so much deception close by. Very close. Hallelujah. All right, so Jesus went into the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? I always love to bring our attention to the connection between wisdom and mighty works. Hallelujah. So he connected the operations of wisdom with the manifestations of mighty works. That means every time wisdom is really at work, mighty works are produced. Every time wisdom is really at work, there is productivity, there's fruitfulness, there's effectiveness. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. We said many, 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 many things, but we'll just continue from where we stopped, second service of last Sunday, and then see how far we go this morning. Oh, glory to God. The word of the Lord to you is wisdom. The word of the Lord to you is wisdom. Let me just communicate this dimension of wisdom to us. The word of the Lord to you is wisdom. The voice of the Lord to you is wisdom. And this is what I mean. Every time you hear the voice of God, that is wisdom coming to you. You know, we talk about getting wisdom from the written word, getting wisdom from the word you are taught. But this a little advance now, or another dimension to it. The voice of the Lord to a believer is wisdom. Meaning, you go to pray and you hear the voice of the Lord. My son, be strong and very courageous. That is wisdom talking. Why? That is the voice of wisdom. Or you hear, my son, my daughter, make this investment. Or you just hear in your heart, you don't need to hear my son or my daughter. I would demystify that. Because when we talk about hearing the voice of God, many people think it's in the midst of thunderings and lightnings and shakings and earthquakes, and then you hear the voice of the Lord. Oh my God, that's the Lord talking to me. No, No. It's simplified. The Bible says, Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 1, it says, God in time past at sundry times in diverse manners spake to our fathers. You remember? But in these last days has spoken to us through his Son, by his Son, who is the living word. So every time you hear the voice of God, either as an impression, as an inward witness, as an inward voice, that is the wisdom of God coming to you. Number two, every time you act on the voice of God that you heard, or on the word of the Lord that comes to you, you are walking in wisdom. You are walking in wisdom. Listen, one of your greatest assets on earth is hearing the voice of God, receiving the word from the Lord. Very important. Receiving the word from the Lord. Greatest blessing on earth is hearing from God. God tells the man, buy that investment. And he buys it. And he says, in 9 months, this was going to happen. It can only produce profit. That's what I'm saying. So it's also a manifestation of the wisdom of God. Listen. Listening to the voice of God makes you smart. You are, because of the results you produce, you appear smart. People will see you as a very smart person. But simply, you are hearing and doing. Do you know that was the summary of the ministry of Jesus? Jesus said, I do nothing of myself, but as I hear, I judge. As I hear, I judge. He says, I do what I see my Father do. As I hear, I judge. So everything Jesus did, he did because he saw and he heard. He saw and he heard. Every time you give attention to hearing the word of the Lord and acting on the word you hear, you are walking in wisdom. You will produce mighty works. Are you listening to me? Very important. So don't crack your human brain all the time. Yes, I need to crack my brain about it. Go to God in prayer. Or sit down and listen to him. You will hear a word from him. And that word, man, it will make you look smart. Hallelujah. It's a very, 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 it's a dimension of wisdom I wanted to bring our attention to. We have said many things about wisdom, but I thought it right that we should hear about this. Hearing the voice of God and acting on it is wisdom. Is wisdom. And God is always speaking. That's a beautiful thing. God is always speaking. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord speaketh expressly. So God, I think I've taught this here before. While we are seated here, Peace FM is transmitting. Are you aware? But there's nobody here who can hear what Peace FM is saying. Is it because Peace FM is not talking? No. Number one, there's no device that has a receiver. Number two, even if you had a device on your phone, it's not tuned. Can you see that? The moment there's a device and there's a tuning to that frequency, you will pick what Peace FM is saying. But see, the fact that there's no device and you are not tuned, or there's a device and you're not tuned, doesn't mean the FM station is not transmitting. Listen, heaven is always transmitting. God is always transmitting ideas, his word, his mind, his will. Always transmitting. And don't forget, in the realm of the spirit, time is not a factor. Matter is not a factor. Space is not a factor. That means God can be transmitting 1 billion information at the same time in milliseconds. Let us put it that way. So God is transmitting. And every time, whatever you want to do, you want counsel about something, you want the mind of God about something, God is talking. He's always talking. He's transmitting. You know what this means? Our tuning in. You already have a device in your spirit. It's called your human spirit. The Bible says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, with which he searches the inward parts of the belly. You have a browser in your spirit. It's the candle of the Lord. Searching. That's the tuning now. Searching the inward parts of the belly. So if you have a device, the next thing is tuning. How do you tune to hear the voice of God? No, I say that again. Hearing the voice of the Lord is wisdom. Hearing the voice of God and acting on it is wisdom. I told you last week to make up your mind not to go in the direction of man's wisdom. Not to go in the direction of your senses. Not to go in the direction of popular opinion. Not to go in the direction of what is trending. You know what I figured out? People of great impact in Christian ministry, in secular businesses, are not people that follow trending things. Go and do your research, you come back with the same thing. I'm talking about that zenith of impact, though. Those guys with global impact. And in the business world, on the pulpits, they don't trend. They are just inclined to picking things that others are not relating with yet. And actually, remember what Zuckerberg said when he came to Nigeria? That's how do you position yourself for the... How do you position your organization for the future? He said, we create the future. Others position themselves. Does a normal person talk like that? Glory to God. A normal person doesn't talk like that. Hallelujah. Oh, I've made up my mind not to go in the direction of the natural. In the direction of the natural. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just a little digression. It will bless you. You know, it's the Western world that brought romance as the reason for marriage. You know, from the Bible until today, those that understand very well, they know marriage is about business, assignment, and destiny. Including some of the folks in the world. Did you hear what I just said?
Yes, sir.
In the Bible, see, when you read from Genesis to Revelation, you will see it there. You will see it there. The Bible did not say when you fall in love, marry. Marry the person when you fall in love. Praise God. I'm not against people falling in love. But see, we should understand the crux. Hallelujah. I know I just scattered somebody. We are talking about wisdom. And that is the wisdom of God. Go to the children of Israel. Marry from this group of people. So everything you want to do. Why? Because I have something that I want to do. Why? There's a destiny. Why? There's an assignment. There's something I want to achieve. I don't want to contaminate this race. And then you see people sending, okay, go there, find a wife for my son. God will lead you. They find the wife and bring, and they fell in love as they brought the wife. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't like me this morning. You know, many believe Zuckerberg married a Chinese woman to penetrate China. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me go back to what else. Hallelujah. Kai. Thank you, Lord. You still like me? Some of you are looking cold. Hi. All right, let's get back to hearing the voice of God. Every time you hear and you do, you look smart. You produce results. Why? That is wisdom. That's wisdom. Give me Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30. Verse 20 and 21 first. No, 29, 30, 31. Very quickly. Hearing the voice of the Lord as the operation of wisdom. I'm saying is marriage is assignment and commitment. Do you understand? You shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart when one goeth with the pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. All right, 30. Can you see? And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. Jump to 31. What will happen because of that voice? And through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrians be beaten down. That's opposition, enemies, hindrances.
Now, did you see those, the three verses? Number one, he told us how to access the voice of God. How to discern the voice of God. The second thing is, when that is done, the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. The third thing is, through that voice, the Assyrians shall be beaten down. Oh, through that voice, you shall make profits. Through that voice, you make progress. Through that voice, you solve problems. That's what he's saying. Through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrians be beaten down. Shall the desired results be produced. Through the voice of the Lord. He said the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. To be heard. You must learn how to hear from God. As a lifestyle. You must learn to practice interactive meditation. Conversational meditation. Thank you. You talk to him because he says, my sheep hear my voice. So you are convinced that you are his. You have a device within you to hear his voice. So don't just think it out humanly. Hear the voice of the Lord. As a born again child of God, it is your right to hear the voice of God. You have what it takes to hear the voice of God. In John chapter 10 verse 27, he says, my sheep know my voice. It's your right. And it's not difficult. Hallelujah. It's part of the operations of wisdom. If you have tried and tried and tried, so why not ask God? Why not ask the Holy Spirit? Why not find out? Because you assume you know. Glory to God. You assume you know. Wisdom says, ask the person who knows everything. The Bible says, in him I hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. All in him. It says, Christ, in him I hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. There's nothing the Holy Ghost doesn't know. Including that business you are doing. Including the practice of medicine. Oh my goodness. He understands marketing. He understands education. All the information we have in the world today about education, for example, is just a fraction. A little fraction of what the Holy Ghost knows about education.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. So he knows. You get into God's word, you get into prayer, and put your ears down to hear. And listen, I say that again, it's not this outward ear. So that you'll not be listening to hear from the outside. You'll be misled. Demons will talk to you. Am I saying God doesn't speak from the outside? He does, but that is not his preferred way of speaking to his children. He lives on the inside, so he speaks to you from the inside. His throne is in your heart. He speaks to you from there. You listen to him from the inside. And sometimes he speaks to you through impressions. Listen, the primary way is inward witness. I believe that. A knowing and a knowing and a knowing that this is it. The shining of a light in your heart. That you hold on to us unto a light that shines in the darkness. Until the day dawns and the day star arises in your heart. He speaks. By that inward witness, that's God talking. By that inward voice, that's God talking. Sometimes it may just be you listening to conversations. People are talking. And then something is green on your inside. You know, Kai, this is God talking to me. You just know and know and know and know as much as you know your name. That this is God talking. You are just there listening to people talking, having a conversation. But why? Your spirit man is attuned to God. You see him in that conversation. You hear him in that conversation. That this is God talking to him. And then you act. Glory to God. And when you act, you produce results of wisdom. Can I get amen? Oh, get to him. Get to him. For sometimes it's perception.
You remember what Paul said? Very instructive. When they were sailing and they had a shipwreck, before they started sailing to Rome, he told them something. He says, "Men and brethren, I perceive that this voyage will be with much harm. And this is going to jeopardize not just the goods, but even our lives." He told them, "I perceive." Now, this is what I want to bring out. Paul didn't say, "I hear God. The Lord just spoke to me." No, "I perceive. I perceive." Men of the senses told him, "Ah, can't you see the weather is clear? Can't you see the sea is clear? I mean, go, Jerry." And then it was as Paul perceived. Did you see that? Perception. So sometimes it could be a perception. That's God talking to you. And when you act according to that perception, you're wise. That's what I'm saying. You're wise. You're wise. I told you about how Andrew Womack had planned a meeting in South America. Flights, books, everything ready. They had spent thousands of dollars. People were waiting already. And he had that perception not to go. He did and prayed about it. He still had that umpire. That you just perceived, "I'm not supposed to go." He yielded to it and refused to go. Just said, "I can't call. Sorry." What happened? That same plane crashed. Nobody survived. Now, that is wisdom. So anybody that hears, like, "That's so smart. This person was supposed to, he didn't go." How did he know he wasn't supposed to go? He heard God. He heard God. That is wisdom. That is wisdom. Hearing the voice of God is wisdom. Acting on what you heard is wisdom. This is part of the operation of wisdom. Hallelujah. All right, let me just run quickly. How to discern the voice of God? I said you have the device. How do you tune it? Very, very quickly. He showed us something in that, in the 20th and 21st verse of that Isaiah 30. He says, "Though the Lord give thee the bread of adversity, and though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore. But your eyes shall see" who? Your teachers. Next verse, look at what it says. "And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it." Is that not wisdom?
Yes.
Knowing what to do. Divine direction. Is that not wisdom? That's wisdom. But look at what he connected it to. Your eyes shall see your teachers. What is he saying? Listen to your teachers. Listen to messages. Read anointed books by your teachers. Do you understand? Not every preacher in the world is your teacher. Do you understand?
Yes,
hallelujah. But you have teachers. By now you should know who your teachers are. He said, put them before you. You hear. As they talk in their voice, you hear. Sometimes they appear to you in their vision. I mean, in your visions, in your dreams. They'll come and talk to you. They'll come and, "I've heard that testimonies. Those stories again and again about myself. Sometimes it's constantly just coming. You appeared in my dream. You told me to do this. I did this, and this is what happened." I said, "I was on my bed sleeping. That's the Spirit of God carrying my face to talk to you because I'm your teacher." Glory to God. Hallelujah. And sometimes God will use your face to instruct people to show you favor. Remarkable story. I can't forget what are those stories. The guy is an apostle. He was never a part of the ministry, but he had known me from school and all that. Glory to God. And then he ran. Then we just moved to this place. He ran to my office with seed in his hand. Seed in his hand. He says, "Sir, good morning, sir." "Good morning, how are you?" "Sir, I'm fine." He says, "Sir, this is amazing." He said, "God has spoken to me a while now to sow a special seed to you. But I was just like this. He says, "Last night you appeared in my dream and told me, when are you going to sow that seed?" So, when are you going to sow that seed? He woke up. He said, "What? It has always been in my heart. I didn't tell anybody." So, the operations of the spirits. How can you explain it? In the world, maybe I've not thought about him in 3 years before then. Do you understand? I've not seen him. He doesn't come to church. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So, alright. So, God speaks to you through the voice of your teachers. The next thing is in that 29. He said, come with gladness of heart. Come with a song. Every time you are rejoicing and worshiping God, you are tuning your spirit to hear the voice of God. Verse 29 said, ye shall have a song. As in the night when the holy convocation is kept. Holy feast. And gladness of hearts. As of one going forth with a pipe into the mountains of the Lord. Can you see that? Gladness of hearts. Gladness of heart. Listen, every time believers rejoice in the presence of God, with song, with singing, you are positioning your heart to pick signals of the Spirit. To hear the voice of God, which is the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Upon which when you act, you produce wisdom results. Come with a song. Come with a song. What's the next thing? Verse 30. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. Alright. Acts chapter 13. The Bible talks about certain teachers and prophets in Antioch. They gathered and it says, as the minister to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said. So you can just lift it. Fast and minister to the Lord. You will hear the voice of God. The Holy Ghost said, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. You can see this was when Paul entered his apostolic ministry. You hear him say, Paul called to be an apostle. And then Paul said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. So, fasting. Now, does fasting move God to do what he doesn't want to do? No, not really. The whole thing about fasting is positioning yourself, positioning your spirit to access what is available. That's what fasting does. Whether you know it or not, your flesh interferes with the spirit. It does. It does. Your flesh can interfere with the spirit. I say, when you fast, you are depriving the body. And then you quiet the voice of the body. And then you by that you can amplify the voice of the spirit. That's what happens when you fast. Jesus said, when thou fastest, not if. There were three things he used when. When you give alms, when you pray, when you fast. That means giving is not optional. Praying is not optional. Fasting is not optional. You just train yourself to do it. And of course, the one we don't like is when you are fasting as an attempt to gain God's approval. The Bible doesn't teach that. You're already approved by God. Listen, God has a good opinion about us because of the blood of his son. Amen. Hallelujah. So fasting is about positioning, quieting the voice of your body so that you can tune in. Tune in. Like you tune a device to pick the signal, the radio waves. That's what fasting does. It says, as I fasted and ministered to the Lord, the Holy Ghost said. The last thing I'll say is, pray in tongues, abundantly in tongues. There's something you want to hear from God about. You want illumination from God about. Pray in tongues. The Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Edifies himself. What the meaning of that word edify there is to charge. To charge. Like you charge a battery. You know that when the battery of your phone is weak, it can affect the network. Come on now. It means to charge. To fine tune. When you speak in tongues, you charge your spirit. You fine tune your spirit. To the frequency of heaven. You can easily pick up divine signals. You speak in tongues. Deliberately put yourself. You know, there are different kinds of tongues. We talk about tongues of vigor. Like Jimmy in the morning. You are just speaking tongues to Jimmy your spirit. Kalafaya. Mange boga si brande ke bonze shtepa. Liba konde kepa. There's tongues of vigor. That's the one you just. That's why we can talk about setting a target to pray in tongues every week. I pray in tongues 30 minutes, 1 hour. He's not religious. He's vigor. You develop the muscles of your spirits. Mangiba sura bante so stepa. Liga pora bandelia sunda kiba longre so stepaya. Man tepo. It helps you develop a strong spirit. It's wonderful. And as you that spirit is getting position. Hallelujah. Of course, there's tongues of vision, tongues of vibes, tongues of victory. They are not the same thing. That's why it's not all the time you pray the same way. Especially praying in tongues. You know, there are those who think that tongues is only for vigor. So I'm just stretching. I'm just exercising myself in tongues. And they are wondering, why do you bark sometimes in tongues? Why do you pray like that in tongues? You don't understand. That the posture you take depends on the kind of praying you are praying. So you are praying tongues of victory. Things are trying to press you down. Press your destiny, your ministry, what you do. Things are not just moving. It's not just tongues of vigor you need to. It can't be. Things are changing. It is well. In the name of Jesus. It is well. Malaga Bradadosa. It is well. In the name of Jesus. It is not well. It's not well. It's not well. It's not well. You know those weak prayers when you say, Lord, take control. Zalada Brabasha. Lord, have your way. God has told you to be in charge. You are telling him to have his way. Check out those demons. Rise like an edifice. Back, roar. Mate Pusaya. Zebinda Kong Zebata. You roar. Mande Posubaya. Oh, I've done it before. You sit at a table, you say, devil, you put a chair, say, devil, come and sit down here. And start talking. You can't keep me poor. You can't stop people from coming. You can't stop money from coming to me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, your powers are broken. Get out of my room. Is somebody here? This is a spiritual life we've been given to live. So I don't know, this boy is just acting somehow. Acting which how? Acting which how? Glory to God. You pray in tongues. You pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Now it makes prayer interesting. You understand? And don't even forget, prayer begins as a decision. Continues as a discipline until it becomes a delight. So you pray until your heart wants to pray. Glory to God. But you decide first to pray. You decide. You decide that, look, from one of the necessary ingredients, oh my goodness, for my life to move from here, there is prayer. Especially praying in the spirit. So I'm going to pray in the Holy Ghost. That's the decision. I'm going to pray in the Holy Ghost. This 1 week, I'm going to invest 21 hours of prayer. This month, 100 hours of prayer. 50 hours of prayer. And then you break it into daily. Yeah. Decision. Deliberate. Deliberate. You cannot be in the dark as to God's will. Is somebody listening to me? You cannot not be on. You become a bad market for Satan. You understand? He tries to put something on you. He burns. Bad market for him. He'll go somewhere else. Hallelujah. Don't explain too much. Don't explain too much. Don't think too much. When you see yourself explaining too much, thinking too much, talking about unproductive thinking now, thoughts of worries, thoughts of concern, thoughts of how it's going to be, it's time to Holy Ghost rise. It's time to Holy Ghost rise. It's a sign that this is time to Holy Ghost rise. To pray in tongues. I don't even know, Lord, is this even coming to pass? When, Lord, when those questions are coming, you are feeling worried. It's time to pray. Start to pray in tongues. Pray in tongues and rejoice. You rise beyond those mountains until they look like molehills. Hallelujah. And as you pray like that, you hear the voice of God. You hear the voice of God. Fear not, I am with you. You hear the voice of God. Do this. Don't be afraid. Be strong and courageous. For in no time I'm bringing my word to pass. And I begin to rejoice and celebrate. Even though nothing has changed on the outside, your disposition has changed. Can I get amen? Hearing the voice of God is wisdom. Is wisdom. Be intentional about it. Be deliberate about it. Know it that look. God speaks. And when he speaks, you remember the Joel 2 army? After he described the mighty things they're going to do, you know what he says? He says, the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. That means the voice of the Lord is their password for the exploits. The Lord shall utter his voice before his army. The Lord shall utter his voice before his army. The password for the exploits. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Are you blessed this morning? Hear the voice of God. Hear. Be serious about it. Be serious about it. Don't be passive. Be serious about it. Until your spirit man is in synchrony, in sync, completely. Well, you know that the hearing the voice of God is not something that happens once in a while. God just speaks to you and you see it working. Somebody say, how do I know between my mind and where is the will of God? Your results will show it sometimes. You show what happened when you acted upon it. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, I have a few minutes. So let's get into how wisdom produces wealth. We said three things. The impact. We said wisdom impacts your heart. Wisdom impacts. What's number two? Your head. Number three? Your hands. Wisdom impacts your heart, your head, and your hand. Listen. Have a predisposition to prosperity. Do you understand? Have a predisposition. Be pro-kingdom prosperity. Be pro-kingdom prosperity. Know the promise. Know the purpose. Know, be convinced about the promise of prosperity. Be convinced about the purpose of prosperity. As a Christian, be convinced about the promise of prosperity. Be convinced about the purpose of prosperity. Both are important. And after resolution, so you don't feel guilty. Do you know there are Christians that still feel guilty when we talk about prosperity? When we shout, money comets, they are saying, oh, why are they talking about money? This is supposed to be a holy ground. Oh boy. It's supposed to be a holy ground. What makes something holy? God's presence descending on it. Do you understand? Money is neither holy nor unholy. It depends on who's holding it. Do you understand? Depends on who's holding it. Money in the hands of a holy man is holy money. Money in the hands of an unholy man is an unholy money. Do you understand? Money takes on the character of the holder. Glory to God. If Jesus used money in his earthly ministry, bros, be serious. He had a posse. He had partners, financial partners. What? Son of the living God? Use money in me. I thought everything was just, I say, cup appear, clothes for the poor, food appear. No. The law of territory doesn't permit that. Listen, we live on the earth. And our assignment is on the earth. Hallelujah. It means we're going to use materials on the earth. Listen, God created his universe with laws. That's what we call the law of territory. Have you noticed that your body, your human body, is made of materials from the earth? That's why you were taught in biology that your bone has calcium. Calcium that is in the rock, that is on the soil. Do you understand? That means this body was created out of materials on the earth because God knows that you will function on the earth. Yes, sir. It has earthly materiality. The Bible says God decided to mold that clay and then put life in it. Put life in it. That means as long as we carry out our assignment, our destiny on the earth, we need things on the earth. And Jesus exemplified that. He had a body. A body has not prepared for me. He used donkey. He used clothes. He used shoes. Glory to God. He lived in a house. Hallelujah. He entered boats. Yet, is he? See, was he walking on water all the time? Talk to me. Was he walking on water all the time? That was just an exception. My God, let me not go in that line today. That was just an exception. You know, some people just like to sound deep. We're talking about private jets. They say, no, that's a lower level. We're believing God will be transporting by the Spirit. Everywhere going to the world, just transport that. Senu. He said, those are why the church is not supposed to be talking about private jet. It's transportation by the Spirit. Yes, it will be happening, but it will be a once in a while thing. Trust me, I can bet you. I say, so when you talk about private jet, say, those are lower things. Come up hither, go deeper. It's transportation. And the guy is still entry car, an entry car from here to Abuja. Bros, we transport it now. He's still flying to Lagos. It's a flight because people don't understand the dimensions of God's operations on the earth. Glory to God. They don't understand the dimensions of his operations on the earth. Just want to sound deep. Jesus wasn't walking on water all the time. He entered ship, entered canoe, was relaxing at one point there before the wind came. He went with boats. These were the natural systems that he met in use on the earth, and he used them. You are not deeper than Jesus. Jesus doesn't say, there's a realm where it's just, we'll just be walking on water and just, you'd have carried on. He said, well, let's be walking on water. Everybody will be looking, hey, these people, they are just walking on water. Oh my God. You see, that would have been a distraction. You understand? Listen, there's a difference between the spectacular and the miraculous. The spectacular depends on God solely. You understand? The miraculous is what you walk out by living out his word. Hallelujah. No, look at that expression in St. John's Gospel chapter 20. He said, many things did Jesus, which are not written in this book. He said, but these are written that you may believe that is the Son of God, and that by believing you may have eternal life. Oh God Almighty. He said, these things were written so you can believe. That means the purpose of the ones recorded is so that you can believe. And believing will deliver to you the same life that made Jesus live the miraculous life. That's what he's saying. He said, these things are written so you may believe. And believing you may have eternal life. Eternal life. Eternal life. Hallelujah. Have a predisposition to prosperity. It's God's will. The Jews understand this. If you meet a Jewish man that is God's will for him to be poor, he can slap you. The Jews associate poverty with this. And it's true. Yeah. You know, some of you Google and you see that they are the richest, the most successful race, human race on the earth, and all that, and be like, wow, Jewish people are so smart. There's something they understand. Something that the church is supposed to be operating at a higher level. So some people are still arguing. It's not about money. Let's talk about holiness and righteousness. What do you mean holiness and righteousness? The person talking does not understand holiness. Does not understand righteousness. You know, you're trying to sound religious doesn't trip God. Do you understand? You're trying to sound pious. Doesn't trip God. It doesn't impress God. That's the word. Doesn't impress God. You attempt to sound deep. Doesn't impress God. Say, this is what I said. You, what are you saying? It doesn't impress him. You think when you say no, it's not about money. It's about holiness and righteousness. You say, oh, God will not be happy with you. You're wrong. It's not so.
Glory to God. It's not so. You live according to his word. He says, I'm the Lord who gives you power to get wealth, that I may establish my covenant which I swore to your fathers. As it is this day. Do you understand? I am he that giveth you power to get wealth. That's why the Jews don't believe in what some people in church believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I'm out of time. Amen. We'll continue second service. Rise to your feet and just give God praise. Amen. Father, we thank you.
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.